Hold on, Kevin. Herbie's ready. Hold on, I'm in.
8:58. Message. Calling Herbie Allen. Call Herbie Allen. Herbie app call in progress.
Alright, here we go.
Third one, 3, 4, set a NOS, Z, pop, and hide, but cell phone. Submit yourself at all. Double at group at concert dick tap I C D A section B C D E F G A I selected.
Oh, whoops.
A G F E D C D A B silly sexed people A R F F Jim and Athena and Jim Nesla Anna Nesla and Kirby with Kirby with Kirby with Kirby at with Kirby Allen Kirby at iPhone 8 selected cell phone.
Hey, I'm gonna edit him in.
Call Herbie or Green Tip Sales Merge Calls. Merge Calls.
Alright, go ahead.
Alright, so basically, we have a slight problem here. You went over your stream and you were unable to turn it off for the next show to get on.
Yeah, that's what Aaron told me, yeah. I thought I wasn't over, but I guess that was my bad. I didn't mean to do that. That was a total accident. I thought it was almost over. But,
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I want to know, is there anything we can do to help prevent this from happening in the future?
Well, actually, next week I might start a little earlier, at least like 11:30 at least my time. That way I can be safe.
That would be a good idea. So yeah, just remember that because yeah, there is a show that does start off on at 7, and unfortunately we don't have any room for error because, you know, it's back-to-back shows. We got you, then we got Throwback, then we got Joseph. So, you know, there's like no room for error, so.
Okay. That was my bad.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I have to get the full hour in.
And while I have you on here, I need to check something.
Okay.
Because when I tried calling earlier, I just got ringing and ringing. So is your phone still 706-329-3300?
Yeah, it should have gone to voicemail. I don't know why.
Nope, it just rang and rang and rang. Okay.
You should have gotten a voicemail, the heck? You're...
But next Aaron, I guess, was a little bit off, and though, too, by the incident, was like, you know, because when Aaron also had tried calling, and, you know, your mom would, I guess, tell you, and disrupt your eating or whatever, to tell you that this, and...
Yeah.
But everyone seems to realize, you know, if something like that ever happens again, you know, we're not doing it to be mean or anything. There's a real legitimate reason why, you know, we're called, you know, because, you know, there's another show trying to get on or something like that. You know,
exactly. Like, and I had this conversation with you earlier, Kevin, and I told you, like, are you going to go overtime? Don't go overtime. And you said, okay, I won't. And then you kind of did. By 20 minutes, mind you.
Tremendously, if you can get the everyday add-on per station playlist, that would tell you how long, you know, like your playlists are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see that it's, you know, 3.5 hours long, that tells you, okay, well, if I start at 4, I know I'm going to go over by half hour, so I need to start today at
3:30. Yeah. Yeah.
So that would be another way.
I would honestly, Kevin, start at like 11 Eastern, 10 Central on Saturdays, just to be safe. Not 11:30, but 11, because then you know that you're not going to go over. And if you do, well, what happened to Herbie?
Herbie?
Are you there? The fuck? No. Maybe his phone died.
Who's calling
me? Dude, don't answer it. Herbie's calling me back. Kevin, don't answer it. Herbie's calling me back. What are you doing?
Okay, go ahead.
Wait, no, he's not.
Wait.
No, he's not. Never mind. That was somebody else. Go ahead.
Oh, what, Herbie?
No.
Who was it?
Oh. But I think Herbie said what he... like, you know what I would do, actually?
What?
On Friday night, right before you go to bed, and I'm going to make sure you do this, because I'm going to help you. Don't forget. So then all you have to do on... all you... okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to check your schedule. What I was going to say was get the stuff ready on Friday night. Leave studio open. So all you have to do is go on air, hit the air button, hit the microphone button, and boom. It's already ready.
What I might do too is I'm going to save the playlist so I can just reload it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't even.
You mean what?
I mean, what you could do, theoretically, if Herbie knows about this, I don't know if Herbie knows about this yet because I don't know if Doug and Michelle contacted him yet. But what you could do is theoretically take Michelle's spot on Wednesday, and that way, if you do go overtime, it'll be going into mine, and you'll have me to deal with instead of Saturdays.
Wait, I'll have who to deal with?
Me, because it'll be going over my time. Well, technically Joseph's time, but yeah. But still. So you could technically take Michelle's time, which is 11 Eastern, 10 Central, on Wednesdays. I can call Michelle and verify that, if she's actually leaving the mix this week or not. Because that way you don't have to rush to get off on Saturdays. Well, you kind of do. I mean, on Saturdays, because that will... apparently, she don't like how Herbie's running shit, so.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's what I overheard Doug saying on Jason's server in the Bible study room, the church room. But I'm gonna call Michelle and verify that, because I don't want...
Wait, so is that what you're happy? Is that what you were saying? You're so happy because...
Yes, then I can have my slot back, but I'd be willing enough to give that to you if that arises.
Help?
No, no, my show starts later on Wednesdays because of Michelle's. But the thing was, Joseph would be able to start earlier if you wanted to still take the Saturday part. Now let me text Herbie and ask him if he knows about this. Hold on. Hold on a second. Let me call Michelle real quick on my other phone. I'm going to ask her what's going on.